on the Mark and Brian Christmas Show 2002.
All right, now this guy here, we've said it on the air, we'll say it to you live in this room. This guy came out and really made livestock what it was this past summer.
Yes, he did. He's got a new CD out. It's called America Rules. It's available on his website, www.carlosmencia.com.
He is one of the most popular touring comedians in this country. He has done two HBO specials and several CDs, including Take a Joke, America, Would You Please? Welcome warmly to the stage, Mr. Carlos Mencia. What's up, KLOS fans? Let me hear it! Oh, yeah, baby! And let's represent Orange County and saying what's up to Anaheim for winning a championship, baby! Yeah! And where are the towel heads who had the balls to come out? Oh, what happened, dude? Oh, there you are. What's going on? Oh, la, 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 la. Come on, settle down. Relax. Where's the midget chat? They're my people. But he gets all freaked out. Why do you do such racial stuff, dude? Why do you go there? It's funny, dude. And people act like I'm the only one. Like I'm the only one that ever looks at somebody's color and says, hey, that says something about you just a little bit. Oh, I ain't never doing that, Carlos. Really? Really? When you saw that the serial killer, right, the shooter, was black? Are you telling me that you went, oh yeah, or you went, oh my God, he's black! He's not white? Oh my God! I know all you white people were like, thank God he's not one of us. Oh my God, a black serial killer, praise the Lord for that. Come on, you know black people were like, damn, not again, how you gonna do that, man? We already steal stuff. Why are we going to be shooting people too, man? We already shoot people in the hood. Now we going to Carolina. Damn, dog. I know my people were scared. My mom was like, mijo, he's a Latino. Why would you say that, mom? I saw it on Telemundo. Shut up, stupid. You're stupid, mom. He's not a beaner. They said it on the news. He's a beaner. He's not a beaner, mom. They said they saw one dude in a car in front of Home Depot. That's not us. Just one dude? It's not us, stupid. Now, have they seen 10 dudes in a car? All right, that might be Julio. We got black serial killers. The best rapper in America is a white guy. The best golfer is a black guy. What the hell is going on with this country? What the hell is that all about? What's next? Asians are gonna get crappy grades? What's going on here? All of a sudden, they're going to be like, I don't know why I can do it. I don't know why. What the hell's going to happen next, huh? Mexican women are going to wait till they're 28 to have babies? What? What did I say? What? What's up, Santa Claus? You're white. That's wrong. Santa Claus is a black man. Hey, you heard the story about a black guy that got hired to be Santa Claus in Carson? Carson, the city that's 90% black, but when he showed up because he got hired over the phone, he was black and they fired him. Don't fire black people that are Santa Claus, because Santa Claus is a black man. Who else could break into your house in the middle of the dark and you not know about it? He comes down your chimney talking about how he's black. He might be a beaner, but no, because if Santa Claus was a beaner, everybody would get stereo equipment for Christmas. And look at some of the white people. Hey, no, shut up and laugh. Love the way white people now want to get politically correct. I don't know. Carlos, no. Remember who you are, white people, when you had balls. When you first showed up to this country, there were people already here and you said, oh my God, there's people already here. Shut up, screw them. We'll take their land, kill them, and call it Thanksgiving. But look at us now. No, Carlos, their feelings, Carlos. I can't even eat a goddamn burger anymore without you people crawling up my ass. Why don't you eat tofu, Carlos? Because I'm Carlos from America, not Chang Ding Bao from China. That's why I'm not eating tofu. Why don't you get a little tofu, make it into a shape of a missile, and ram it up your ass? I'm going to eat a cow because I'm an American and a human being, and we're supposed to eat cows. Because all the animals that we eat, you know why we eat them? Because they're stupid. We don't eat them because they taste good. We eat them because they're stupid. I know a lot of you dumbasses don't think about it, and you're like, no, Carlos, I eat chicken because it tastes good. No, you don't. Let me explain it to you. Do we eat chicken because it tastes good or because it's the only bird that's too bad to fly? Which one do you think it is? Because it's retarded. Have you ever had a duck? Hell no. You know what you got to do to eat a duck? You got to learn how to shoot a shotgun. Then you got to learn how to shoot while it's flying. Then you got to get a dog that learns how to pee to the left, pee to the right. Then you got to get one of those motorized vehicles to go out there. And you got to get camouflage. Why do all that when you can get the retarded one on the floor? Have you ever had a boar or a wild pig or a razorback? No, because they have big ass teeth, and if you miss, they're gonna eat you. You get the domesticated pig, the one that if you take a crap, it'll walk up to it and roll in it for a half an hour. That's why we don't eat horse meat. Because horse is a good animal. A long time ago, a guy had a horse and he had a cow. And he had to get from point A to point B. And he got on top of the cow, and the retarded ass cow just went, meh. And then he got on the horse, and the horse took off. And he looked back at the cow and said, I'm going to come back and eat your retarded ass. You want to know how stupid those animals are? And a lot of you came from Orange County. Go to Strawberry Farms, the golf course, and right across is a boatload of cows. At night, you can walk up to them and tip them over. And then you can go back a week later, find the same cow, and do it again. It sees you coming, dumbass. What's he gonna do to me this time? Run! Even the retarded guy's going, run, stupid. He's gonna tip you over. Run! That's not even retarded now that I think about it. That's beyond retarded. Because you can't do that to somebody who's actually handicapped. If you got a friend with Down syndrome or cerebral palsy, run up to his ass and just push him over. It'll work the first time. Try to do it a week later. He'll see you. You're gonna push me. You're gonna push me. Danger, mommy. Danger, danger. And look at some of you going, Carlo, if you're making fun of handicapped people. Yes, I am. And there's a couple of you in here. I saw one of you in a wheelchair out there smoking. You know who you are, wherever you are. You guys are the reason I make fun of you. We, Carlos, we don't want to be treated special. We want to be treated just like everybody else. Oh, really, you lying bitch? Then why'd you park in the front? Huh? You want to be like me, bitch? Roll your ass from across the parking lot like the rest of us did. See, and look how some of you can't laugh. No, Carlos, no, no. Don't fight it. Don't act like you don't do this at home. And everybody in their cars or their tractors right now, don't act like it's not that way. We all do it, right? Everybody does it. But no, people are like, no, Carlos, we can't do that because God doesn't want us to do that. Are you on crack? God wants you to laugh. God's funny, man. God, listen, anybody that can create midgets is freaking hilarious. Do you understand me? Anybody that could take a tiny body and a big-ass weeble-wobble jack-o'-lantern pumpkin head on it? Hell, retarded people look at midgets and go, what the hell happened to you? You're scaring me. You're scaring me. Look at some of you are going, why do you do that, Carlos? Because I'm not like you. This is a real world we live in, not a pretend make-believe world. It's real. So you go home and you practice your retarded impression in the mirror till it gets good. And let me tell you why. Everybody in this room has used the handicap stall at one point in time in your life. But luckily, nothing's ever happened. But what are you going to do that day when you're in the handicap stall and you hear, "Who's in there? You better be handicapped, mother." I hope you practice your impression. I hope you know how to walk out of there. But that's not who we are. We're a bunch of crybabies. No, Carlos, no. The poor people, we gotta feel sorry for the poor people. I do feel sorry for people, but I don't feel sorry for Ahmed. Ahmed, what are we doing to you? Nothing. We're looking at you funny, and you got the balls. So American people are treating me wrong. Dude, we are not treating you wrong. You're not the first immigrant in this country. Not. There were N people, there were C people. I can't even say the words on the air to all the negative nomenclatures to the people in this country. Oh, but we can't. No, Carlos, you don't understand. Listen, Ahmed, we love you and we treat you nice in this country. You know how nice we are to you? We're going to check everybody else at the airport, even though we're looking for you. Why are we checking Mexicans at the airport in San Diego? You know why? Because white people don't have the balls to say, "Hey, Ahmed, we're going to check you." Because then they go, "Oh, because I am brown." And white people go, "I'm sorry. All right, let's check everybody else too." No, I don't care about that. I care about America and what's been going on and the realities of it. Listen, we do not check beaners at airports. But what if they hijack a plane? What if they did, pendejo? Where are they going? They're already here. What's he gonna hijack a plane in San Diego and say, "We're going to Ontario"? Where's he going? You think if a black guy hijacks a plane, he's going back to Africa? Hell no, nigga, we're going to the NBA Finals. It's like when rednecks in Beaumont complain, "Those damn illegal aliens come over the border and took our jobs." No, he didn't, you lazy ass. All he did was give you an excuse to stay in this trailer home crying and bitching. Listen, illegal aliens sell fruits on the freeway. When did Julio shatter that dream of yours, Ted? And look at the black people laughing. Shut up, you sell roses, so shut your ass up. And white people don't even laugh. You don't sell anything. You just stand on the off-ramp of Jamboree with a sign, "Can I have some change, you lazy bitch? Sell something." But no, we can't do that, Carlos, because that's not fair. Is it fair that we enslave people? Is it fair that we made the chinks build railroads and put them in little canisters and send them down and lit the light fireworks and they blew up? Is it fair that illegal Mexicans and Central Americans died there? Is it fair? No, it's not fair. It's the way it is, Ahmed. So just get in line and deal with it. America's a fraternity, and guess what, bitch? You're getting hazed. That's all that's happening here. So you know what? You need to let me run the Secretary of Transportation and Security at airports. I know who's been here long enough. Black people, white people, beaners, women, homos, retards, and midgets can come to the airport an hour or a half before and go directly to your plane, and you don't need to go through no metal detector. Anybody with a in their name, get your ass up against the wall. And pull your pants down. We're going to do probes. Pull your pants down. We're going to do a cavity search, Ahmed. Pull your pants down. Hey, fags, get out of the line. Get out of the line. Get out of the line. This is not for you. I'm a terrorist. I have a bomb. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. I know. I offended the gay people now. Carlos, you went too far. Listen, you homos, laugh harder than everybody else.
Because the way I look at it, if you can take a verga, you can take a joke. See you next time, everybody. Later. See ya.
Standing ovation for that man.
Yeah, he did that at Livestock last summer. He does it wherever he goes, man. All Carlos right. Mencia, one more time.